But Julien and Aurelius never did come back, and the buried treasure remained in the ground until 1600 years later, a farmer, Eric Laws, went to look for a missing hammer. What he found, with the help of his metal detector, was this spectacular hoard. And he did find the hammer, which is now also part of the British Museum's collection. It's perhaps worth noting that many of the objects in this series we wouldn't know much about were it not for the work of thousands of people, archaeologists, anthropologists, historians, and many others. And we wouldn't even have found many of these objects without metal detectorists like Eric Laws, who in recent years have been rewriting the history of Britain. When he found the first few objects, he alerted local archaeologists so that they could record the detail of the site and lift the whole hoard out in blocks of earth. Weeks of careful micro-excavation in the laboratories of the British Museum revealed not only the objects, but the way in which they'd been packed. Although their original container, a wooden chest about 2 feet wide, had largely perished, its contents remained in their original positions. Our pepper pot was buried alongside a stack of ladles, some small silver jugs, and a beautiful silver handle in the shape of a prancing tigress. And right at the top, lovingly wrapped in cloth, were necklaces, rings, and gold chains, placed there by people uncertain of when or whither they would ever wear them again. These are objects that bring us very close to the terrifying events that must have been overwhelming these people's lives.